Yeah, that's fun, right? The time is 6:02. You are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to Giles for another awesome edition of Around the Town Sounds. Thank you for pinch hitting. My goodness, short notice. Beep, boop, boop. The Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after Suckers. All right.
Did you play it?
Yeah, we're out.
Did you say the time?
Yeah, I said the time.
All right, go, because we got to get that on the way back.
Yeah.
Hey, could you hand me the call log?
Here you go.
I said I got it, all right?
Yeah, fine. Jesus.
Hey, look, I'm sorry about snapping at you. I've just been going through a bunch lately.
I know.
You know, a lot of home.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're going through right now because...
Why? What do you mean? You don't know.
Sheila called me.
Sheila called you? What are you doing talking to Sheila?
She called me crying and I had to answer.
No, you know what you have to do is stay out of my affairs.
Well, it's funny you use the word affairs.
Oh, why don't you just say it?
She told me.
No, why don't you just say it? Come on, it's in the air. Just say it.
She knows. She knows about your weekend with Becky.
It's funny that she would know about that, or that you think she knows, because you're the only one I told.
Here's the thing about that. I don't like the accusation, and you just are really lousy at covering your tracks.
No, I think you're lousy at shutting your mouth when you need to shut it.
Oh, wow. This is coming out now.
Bro code, son. Bro code.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe don't put me in that position where you got to go out gallivanting and I got to cover your tracks. How about that?
Look, you wanted to borrow my Ford Forester for the weekend, and I said...
I don't find this funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I can't do this with you right now. Because, you know what? I only do radio with people I trust.
Oh, so that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, that is how it's going to be. Look, I'm getting in here. I'm getting at home. Where's my safe place? Where's my safe place, David?
I don't know. Ask Becky.
Oh, you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I'm going to make you eat your teeth.
Oh, hang on.
What?
Hey, everybody. The Mascot Wedding Show will be right back after this song from Suckers. The time is 6:14 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667.
Good.
472-KOOP.
Every week.
It's way too close to my own phone number.
It really is.
And now I freak the geek out. Hey, folks, the opinions said on this show is just are just those of the person that said it. Said them. Whatever. Okay? So stop complaining.
Sure. We're off to a great start.
No snitching.
Because, as you know, snitches get stitches.
That's right. Don't talk to the police who are there to protect us.
We're doing the... Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing.
Hey, we just heard Miami Horror. So scary. With their song Holidays off of the album Illumination. And that was, yes, indeed, Neon Indians. Alan Palomo on vocals.
I feel like that's not the way you pronounce
it. Palomo?
I feel like that's Alan Palomo.
I've only read his name, to be honest with you.
Adam.
I'm book smart, David.
I'm busting your bees.
I'm book smart.
And starting us off from their Wild Smile album, that was Suckers.
I don't like the way you said that.
Come on, it's by Fred Schneider. That was Martha off the Wild Smile album.
Oh, folks, getting it off to a bang. KOOP, you're on the air.
Oh, are you guys still fighting?
That wasn't supposed to be broadcast.
You heard something you weren't supposed to. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's okay, because you played a whole lot more music than you normally play in a row, so I was wondering, like, just if you somebody stormed off in anger.
There were some behind the stage dealings.
You don't have to worry about being snitched on if you don't do things that are wrong.
Really? Is that a law? Is that a code? It's not snitching if you didn't do anything wrong.
Hey.
No, it's not snitching if you didn't do anything wrong. If you lie to the Nazis, that's not... Well, wait.
That was a very topical. That was a very topical example.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm right there with you because of this timely reference.
Yes. Hey, well, look, we cooled it down, but I'm just a man. All right.
Well,
I'm not some sort of radiant.
No, you know.
Okay.
If you're just a man, that's fine. Then tell your girlfriend you're going off with Becky for the weekend.
Hey.
We don't need. This is too fresh. This is too fresh right now.
Sheila listens to this show. Okay.
Pardon?
Sheila listens to the show. I'm already in enough trouble.
And let me just take.
Like I said before, you know, if you don't do anything wrong, you don't have to worry about snitching.
Yeah, and I just want to take a second to say hi to Sheila.
Sheila's dad's gonna kill me.
Okay, hi Sheila. Sheila, I feel for you.
That guy's he's ex special ops.
Sheila's dad.
He said, yeah. He said he's part of a government agency that no longer exists.
Oh my goodness.
Her dad is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That guy eats
Sheila,
every.
Tell your dad.
That guy eats every meal with a Bowie knife.
Wait a second! I love how you went on this whole thing about like, you know, snitching's okay or whatever. And then,
I just said snitching. You don't have to worry about snitching if you don't do anything wrong.
Sure. And then you were just like, Sheila, tell your dad.
By the way, is this Kristen?
Get your dad on the case.
Is this Kristen? By the way.
Oh.
Chris. I'm your most faithful caller.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know.
That's right. Well, we need to recognize you for that.
Okay, so let's all get along.
All right. How's your day going, by the way, Special K?
Just so-so.
Yeah. What are you going to do tonight?
Probably go to Little Ginny's and Poodles.
Hmm. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to have like the bar report.
David, you know, we need an extra hour on the show just to talk about bars.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to head down to Diversions.
Well, I don't have a car, so I'm not necessarily going there by choice.
Oh, okay.
Oh, one of those things.
Tag along gang. I get you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good night. Thanks for calling
in. Okay. Well, you two make up.
All right.
All right. We'll try.
Or make up.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye. We're fine.
Yeah. We'll do okay.
Them's the jokes.
We persevere.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that extra long. Oh, because we, what do? We did song. Nah, people don't want to hear about this. Well, let's leave enough break for me to edit that part out. There you go. All right.
Welcome back to the Masked Wedding Show.
All right. You know, this actually kind of brings up, reminds me of something I want to talk about this week.
Sure.
I've been watching the show In Treatment.
The HBO show.
The HBO show, right. In Treatment, starring Gabriel Byrne, which it's basically like each episode, for the most part, is just Gabriel Byrne and a patient, and they're in a room and talking. And so like there are like... For 90% of these episodes, there are two sets that they use.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just basically two actors the entire time.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there's some episodes where there's three, some where there's more. But, like, it's a really cheap show to produce. Now, I'm not saying it's a cheap show to cast because it's got Gabriel Byrne. It's got Blair Underwood. Melissa George is in it. The girl who is in Alice in Wonderland, but this is before that, Mia Wasikowska or something.
Sure.
Yeah, so I don't think, she, you know, her price tag probably wasn't that high. And then Diane Wiest.
Ooh, the Wiest.
Yes. Anyway, it's a really good show, but it's about therapy.
Okay.
But man, there are, let me see here, 42 episodes in this one season.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And they're, you know, they're only about like 22 minutes long, but I mean, this thing must be a beast to write because like, it literally, it's just talking. There's no like, you know, oh, Gabriel Byrne's character, Paul. It's not like, you know, Paul looks in the fridge for a while and plays T-ball. You know, it's like they talk the entire time. And it's a really good show, and it's really engrossing, and it's fascinating to see, you know, the way these characters sort of maneuver around inside themselves to talk about stuff. But man, it's getting me so in my head. I can't get out of it. It's killing me.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing. It's like, because look, these people, these characters, they're having their every motive, every word broken down in front of them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you know why you said that just now? I was like, because I was hungry? No, because your dad was mean. And it's like, I can't do it. I don't know if I can watch the show. It's making me think like, oh, hey, when I said this to David the other day, was I really, you know, like, ugh.
So do you find yourself like overanalyzing things now?
It's kind of hard not to.
Is it that sort of Karate Kid syndrome where after you go see the Karate Kid, you want to do karate? And like after you go see a treatment, you want to analyze yourself?
You know, it does make me think about therapy. because it does seem like, oh man, that'd be kind of sweet just to sit in somebody's swank office and, you know, crack open my brain, share my secrets.
Yeah.
But man, I guarantee I sit down with this guy, he's closing the books. I'd beat the bank on this one. If I opened what's inside me to this guy, he'd be like, no thanks. Mm-hmm. Done with therapy forever.
Right.
Got demons in me, David. Demons.
You know what's funny is that you came to this revelation by watching the show In Treatment. I actually came to this revelation the other day just by hanging out with myself. Because I started to think, hey, you know, therapy, that might be something I could pursue. You know, just, you know, for myself, that sort of thing. But it really just boiled down to, I wouldn't mind paying someone to hear me talk for an hour. But yeah, I wouldn't want to. I don't like the idea. And here's what stopped me. I don't like the idea of someone else out there in the world having my secrets. Like, I feel like I would have to keep very close tabs on them. And that feels like a weird 90s thriller.
It'd be like, yeah, it's like, what did you tell them? Like, I'm going to commit murder tonight. And like, well, I'd have to stop you because Gabriel Byrne's Irish. And
oh, see.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, not today, doctor. And chilling music comes in. Mm-hmm. Cat and mouse game begins.
Yeah, Gabriel Byrne looks across the street through traffic and then I appear and yeah, then disappear.
And then
cars.
A car goes by and then you're not there anymore. And he's like, oh, I could have sworn.
But I just got hit by the car.
By the way, nobody asked Gabriel Byrne at all, like, oh, you're Irish. Like, no one, like, he's talking about, like, you know, meeting his wife on the show. And they're like, oh, did you meet in Ireland? He's like, oh, what you're really doing, Alex, or whatever. That's a bad Gabriel Byrne.
That's not bad. I feel like that's a good Irish.
It's my Scottish. I'm just cheating a little bit.
Scottish cheat.
I mean, but it's not like, look, I mean, it's not like I'm saying that therapy is not good or helpful. I'm just saying, like, man, to talk like that and to have, and keep in mind, this is just this one fictional therapist.
Right.
But like, if I was to have someone listen to what I say and actually remember the stuff I said, because half the time I'm just talking to talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's too quiet in the room. I'm just going to flap my gums.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, if someone were to actually sit down and like, oh, and the other thing is I change my mind every 5 minutes because somebody will give me a new piece because I'm open-minded, you know?
Right.
Someone gives me a new piece of information, I'm not going to be like, you're a liar. I'll take it into consideration and I'll change my mind. I'm what you might call a flip-flopper.
That's something.
Wait, what? No.
That's something I would have to establish with the therapist going in. Like, first session, getting to know them, I would say right off the bat, I am the kind of person who has conflicting thoughts in my head at all times. You are going to have to deal with that. Don't pin me to one thing and say, well, the, you know, 5 minutes ago you said the exact opposite. That's what I'm dealing with. That's why I'm talking to you and paying you the big bucks.
I think if I did get into therapy, I'd make them watch and treat me with me and be like, all right, see right there? Don't do that to me. Don't cage me like you did Blair Underwood. But, you know, it's funny. This is kind of a tangent, but it's like, there's parts of history that make me shake my head.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 2004 presidential, yeah, campaign.
Right, yes.
And how, like, Bush's camp was able to take the fact that John Kerry had an awesome war record and turned that against him, but also took the fact that he was like, look, I'm open-minded. I'm not going to make a decision until I get all the facts. And they're like, flip-flopper. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just, that was like, I don't know how that happened.
It was a stroke of genius. Like, I've been saying that for a while. I want years to pass right now just so someone could write that, like, that book, that analysis of how brilliant that team was to be able to take, like, you know, George Bush, he didn't really go and serve and fight, and then to turn it on this Purple Heart winner.
I don't know how they did that. I don't know how they did that.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, because that's the same thing that plagued Carter was, I'm deliberate in my thoughts. You know, I'll weigh options and stuff like that. But to turn, you know, but to tag it with something and then to make it a bad thing. Oh, he's a flip flopper. You know, as opposed to, like, Bush is like, when I say it, I mean it forever. So He-Man was the best cartoon ever. I said it 30 years ago, and I still believe it. It's like, well, can't he's indefensible at this point.
I guess the rookie there, teasing. That's what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I've been thinking about doing, though.
What's that?
There's that guy that runs that spirit animal camp, Wolf Flugelman.
Stay away from that guy.
Why?
Because that's bad news.
Yeah, but you know, you go out in the woods, you got a nice weekend, you hang out with some dudes.
Yeah, but...
You just, you know, you get in touch with spirit animal.
No. He's been on the show. He's a very overbearing and clingy kind of guy. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Give it a try, maybe.
It's weird for him to, like, bond with you over your spirit animal. No, I just don't subscribe to that.
I got a mass email the other day. I went to my spam folder, rescued it.
Well,
look kind of interesting.
Well, that's the best kind of correspondence. Yeah. The spam email.
Anyway, that was kind of a ranty weirdness. You know what, David? You know what we're gonna have to do?
What's that?
I'll just wear a disguise. You can tell me your problems.
What if we did that?
I think we should make a DVD out of that.
I don't.
We'll call it Max Secret Tapings. Well, it'll be all the footage that I've secretly taped of people without them knowing.
Well, membership drive is coming up.
It is coming up. And based on our schedule, I'll get that to people in about 8 months.
Yeah. We could just do like four tourist confessions.
Four tourist confessions.
And it's like, I'll just drive you around for 2 hours. And there's also wine in the back seat. So drink up.
By the way, that opening stupid thing we're doing, is Ford Forester, is that a car?
No. I think it's Chevy.
Chevy Forester?
Oh, wait, no, maybe it's
Nissan?
I don't know.
Man, I don't know about cars.
Ford Forester.
Ford Forester.
Which actually is a great name for a Ford dealership. Like, come to Ford Forester Ford. That's awesome. How do you mess with that?
I didn't watch any of that Glenn Beck stuff today.
No, I actively avoided it.
And although I knew that it'd probably make me mad, but I was like, you know what? I don't need to watch Glenn Beck to get me mad, because that guy is scum.
Right. But he's also brilliant in how he does it, you know?
Because I was thinking the other day, like, I thought of a name for a car, like mm-hmm. a Ford whatever.
Right.
And I got mad that there wasn't already a car called that. I even forget the name. But I was like, man, why isn't there a Ford Forester or something like that? Started to get angry. I was like, well, you know what? that's too easy for Glenn Beck. Man, though, do you think we'll ever be able to host a rally based on a radio show? Because isn't that where he started?
He started off in radio, yeah, and then built it to TV.
When are we going to get our own show, David?
When are we going to get our own? Well, we need like a platform. We need an ideology. That's the problem, because we're kind of scattershot.
Because look, just let me know if this is all it's ever going to be. If all I'm ever going to be is on radio, I'll stop with the facial treatments and the work, and I'll stop being so handsome. All right?
Let me tell you right now. Don't ever stop being handsome.
Look, I tell that to you, but I know you can't stop being so handsome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I know when I lose my look, it's all over.
Look, we'd love to grow weird, patchy hipster beards, but we can't, because any time we expect that phone's going to ring.
Yeah.
They'll call us up to the bigs.
You mean Spike TV.
Yeah, Spike TV. Get the mascot wedding show on Spike TV.
Get to host that spinoff of Ninja Warrior.
Yep. It'll be called TNA with D&M.
You thought about that way too much.
Look, just because I've mapped out a prospecticus, just because I already have a show Bible written, does that mean?
Yeah, I feel like you tipped your hand by then.
Oh, how are you doing, buddy?
Besides
all that jazz that we were just talking about.
Yeah, I am exhausted, to be honest with you.
Why are you so tired?
Because we earlier today, we had a bit of a business meeting. I won't go into too much detail.
Yeah, planning some stuff.
Planning some stuff. Yeah, we're going to blow your mind. You're not going to know what's what. But
stuff we'll never talk about in the show.
Yeah, exactly. You'll find it.
Because we can't.
Right. But we decided as a group to turn this little business meeting into like a business breakfast, which turned into a 4-hour giggle fest, which I am exhausted right now. Like, I have been without a car since March, mm-hmm. and I've been walking and taking the bus everywhere. I haven't been this tired in a long time. Like, here's what I think it was. I think it was a combination of just like, you know, well, I got like 3 hours of sleep for other reasons. Actually, for this reason, I was busy working on the business meeting that I didn't get a lot of sleep. But also, I don't know when breakfast turned from the most important meal of the day to like this cavalcade of just numbness. Because, you know, like breakfast tacos, put them in your mouth, and then like pastries and muffins. Like, I was full and just like, I sort of reached that point where I had to crash. I went home and took a 2-hour nap and lamented the fact that it was only 2 hours. And when I woke up, I still had that sort of like hollow feeling, like when you were a kid.
When you're turned invisible.
Yeah, I was like a hollow man.
Yeah.
And so what did I do? I went to the, I didn't even want to finish that sentence.
Yeah, you did terrible things in a terrible movie.
Thank you.
Anyway, you were tired?
Yeah.
You felt hollow inside.
I was hollow. Like, do you remember when you were younger and you'd like go out for Halloween and then you would just gorge on candy and then you would have that sugar crash? Did you ever feel like empty inside to where it almost translated into emotional feelings?
No.
Okay.
Well, you are on an island right now.
Well, then start the clock, because we're going into therapy on this one.
No. Yeah, I don't know. Like there was a lot of food at this meeting, because mm-hmm. there ain't no party like a mascot wedding party, because a mascot wedding party got a lot of food.
Yeah, exactly. It was in the charter.
An MW party is paid for. As my friend Ray Smuckles likes to say.
I'm fading a little bit because normally I just have like a Cliff Bar or something, and it was amazing.
We did time that out wrong, because we were hanging out with some people,
mm-hmm.
some friends of the show.
Yeah, all your favorites.
Joe Parsons.
All right, we don't have to do this. We don't have to do this.
Ben.
Yeah.
Family members.
Yeah.
A dog. Yeah. And it was just a what's the word here? A gaggle of giggles or something. That was not the word I wanted.
Yeah, you
it was
really...
a veritable Google of giggles. And then there's sort of that, you know, period in between. And now I feel like we're at the part of the sleep, because there's that part of every sleepover. Mm-hmm. Do you ever spend a night, you know, away from house, David?
Right.
And I'm not gonna call it sleepover. I wanna emasculate you here.
If sleepover's fine, that's what it is.
Oh my god, you went on sleepovers. What a baby.
Would you rather I go on a slumber party?
I went on sleepovers. And
the slumber party seems like a dumber name for it. Like, hey, we're party. Gonna have the party of slumber. Forsooth.
Although when you think about how much I actually love sleep, that sounds like a pretty badass party. Like, yeah, hey, we're just gonna have a party and go to bed and be like, oh my god, when can I show up?
Why don't we do that as adults? I want to have a slumber party tonight.
Well, here's why, David.
Okay.
It's because you start talking, then you're supposed to go to bed. And then there's that part of the night when everything's funny.
Yes.
And then there's that part of the night when you're tired and nothing's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the bell curve of today, we're in the tail end. This is the part where nothing's funny. And that's when we decided to do a radio show.
So our apologies to every remaining listener.
Wow. I really do feel like no one is listening right now.
You know what? I just had that same thought.
And you know what? I can't blame a single one of them. But show's a loss.
But at the same time, we are plowing through this thing.
Yeah, plowing into the ground.
Oh.
Show's like an airplane crash right into another airplane.
Well, do you want to take a break? Or?
But these airplanes are manned by robots.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you still going with this?
Yeah. Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
Regroup. Take a knee. You going to play something?
I sure am.
Seek your empty threats.
I don't know why you had to do that. We'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding Show after Sebado. Sacred attention. More Mascot Wedding Show. Click after this. And we're back at 6:38. This is the Mascot Wedding Show on Co-op. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. What did we just hear, David?
We just heard Sebado from the year 1993 from the Bubble and Scrape album. That was Sacred Attention.
Hey, you and I saw some comedy last night.
We sure did.
And we saw this dude who killed it. Went to the very last punchline.
Mm-hmm.
I say the very last because it's an open mic that's on Fridays at Cold Town. But they're switching up the format, and you're going to get a sort of, I think it's like more open mic, but it has, they're going to have a more established headliner every time, and they're going to tape it and
right.
Shoot. Basically, they're amping it up. But on the very final one, they brought in this guy who I've never heard of before, no offense. Apparently, he used to be on Mad TV, which may be part of the reason.
Right.
But he had just done a show at Southwestern, and he came in, Matt Bronger?
Bronger.
Yeah. And that guy was so funny. Oh my god.
Yeah, it was almost depressing how funny he was. Like, I'm never gonna be that funny.
That guy was a killer.
Yeah.
Stone cold killer.
Yeah, and it was really awesome because I had heard of him, but I'd never seen any of his stuff. But he's a his name is mentioned on the short list of like young hot comics, like up and comers.
That was a tight 10 minutes, my friend.
Man, killed.
I know. So I think it's Ad Bronger, B-R-U-N-G-E-R.
B-R, well, you missed. B-R-A-U-N-G-E-R.
That's his Twitter.
Yes.
If you want to find out more information about him.
Yeah, good stuff. And kudos to Cold Town for putting on a hell of a show. And
yeah, looking forward to the Live at Cold Town relaunch after the Out of Bounds Improv Festival. Speaking of festivals, I was flipping the Chronicle apparently this week, like Tuesday or something like that. There's like the Street Magic, or like Wednesday. I don't know when. But it was like the Street Magic Festival. Which just made me laugh and laugh. Because we all know that we love street magic.
Oh, my God. What's better? Nothing.
Yeah, what other street performers need a festival? Like the three-card Monty Fest.
Yeah, that bucket drum festival.
When is there going to be a bucket drum festival?
I feel like there is, and it's called Burning Man.
Oh, boom, 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 boom.
I didn't mean for that to be a shot, but I feel like that ended up being a shot, and I apologize.
A shot at, wait, who are you apologizing to? Street bucket guys?
Yes. Them and not burners. I'm not going to apologize to burners.
Wait, are you referring to... I don't like...
I'm not going to apologize to burning men and women.
Okay.
Burning people.
I don't like that you call them burners. Like, you got a name for them.
I don't have a...
think that there is a name for him. Speaking of that Miami Horror.
What?
The Miami Horror, the song I played earlier.
Horror.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, I was reading some stuff about it, and I really don't like the term chill wave. But then again, I hardly... Is there any music term where you heard and you go, all right, okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there anything worse than like the term? I mean, no, now it's near and dear to our hearts. But when bands were coming up in Seattle in the 90s and they're like, hey, this is grunge music.
Yeah.
Imagine how thrilled they're like, wait, really? That's what we're calling this? Grunge?
Yeah. Because that very easily could have been like eight different things, all of which equally horrible. And they just settled on grunge and not like crunch or like muddy or something.
Messy.
Messy.
Man, new wave though. That's good. Yeah, I would have been pleased by a new wave.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or punk. Punk's great. But chill wave, man. That
chill
sounds...
wave, it's like Electro Clash. You're trying too hard.
Yes, or maybe you just stop by Sonic.
Although chill wave, though, it's sort of the name that describes it. It's like I know what that music sounds like, so it is functional. Anyway,
sure. I had an interesting thing happen to me this week.
I hope so. Save the show, David.
Another edition of Tales from the Bus, which I got to thinking. I don't know what's going to happen when I get a car. I feel like I'm going to go from having stories to being the most boring person in the world. Because
you'll find other ways to encounter scum.
4 out of every 5 stories I have now has to do with the bus. I was riding the bus, and something happened. I was introduced to a smell I had never smelled before, and that blew my mind. A guy sat down next to me, and like he in his shuffling, in his shifting, like I got a little waft of something from him.
Uh-huh.
Never smelled it before. And I thought about it, and I was like, look, I'm 30 years old. I am in my 31st year in a year of existence.
You're more than likely halfway done with your life.
Yeah.
Don't let that thought depress
anyway.
You.
Anyway. Yeah, so I've smelled aplenty. And so for this guy to just sort of have it on him, that was awesome. But the thing about it wasn't awesome in an awesome way. It wasn't like, what is that? Is that like some sort of strawberry chili? Like, that sounds pleasant. No. This was like... Here we go. I'm going to take you on a nose walk, if you will. It was a smoky kind of a scent, but it was also pungent.
Oh, I bet.
So the best way I could describe it is if like someone hands you a plate of barbecue and you're eating barbecue and you're like, this is interesting barbecue. What's
I like this so far.
Yeah, but there's something different about this barbecue. And the guy who cooked it says, oh, that's right. I cooked it with stomach acid.
Oh, no.
Like, it was just like, yeah, it's one of the three ingredients. It's dedication. Good old American know-how, and stomach acid. And like, but the problem was, once I had that smell sort of cataloged away, like it's a new smell, it's up at the front. And now I'm like walking around, and every third thing I smell has this smell. It's like I'm tracking down a serial killer, and I'm holding up a picture of a suspect and placing it next to people's faces trying to find this killer. Like, I want to reproduce that in my head.
Butt smells are the kind of smells that where you smell them, you feel like... like you could somehow catch something from smelling it.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm sick for sure. This no human should smell this.
And
that's the thing about like the bus, like when it goes from like winter to spring, mm-hmm. it's like things start to cool off and you're like, nice. But then like you can smell it and like, oh no, like this thing defrosted enough to where like I can smell people again. No.
Yeah. Now we've been like vacuum sealed and then roasted. But it was I forgot my complete line of thinking now.
You're talking about like trying to match the smell as you're walking around.
Right. No, here's the thing about riding the bus, because it really is this culture of smells, and everybody knows that. But I've been riding it for so long that I'm starting to think that I smell, and I can't like ask people to smell me, please. But yeah, like, you know, I'll get off the bus and it's just, you know, your nose is full of just this crud. And so now I'm just like walking around and I'll catch it somewhere. Like, I'll let you in again. I was working from home the other day.
Uh-huh.
Sitting on my couch as I want to do, watching episodes of Homicide: Life on the Street and sit on my laptop and, you know my workstation. And I caught something and I wasn't sure if it was me or not. Turns out I had some food left on the counter for about a week. That was a quick fix. But at the same time, like, I was driving myself mad. For hours on end, I was like, do I really smell this bad? Like, would my friends tell me? Would you tell me if I smelled bad?
Would I tell you if you smelled bad?
Here we go. Here's a friend test.
What were we doing? Because here's the thing. I've been out with an individual before. I will not say this person's name. You have met him maybe once or twice.
I think I know.
And we were driving somewhere, and I realized very quickly that this person smelled very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I rolled down the windows, and we just drove, went back, and then we're going somewhere, and he's like, "Oh, hey, basically, it's like we were going to do something else later." And I go, "Oh, okay. So are you going to go back to your place for a little bit?" And he's like, "Yeah, maybe it's for a little bit, eat some food." And I was like, "Okay, hey, you might want to shower." Like, so I wouldn't tell you if, because here's the thing. Like, let's say you and I are going to Diversions Nightclub, get some Jaeger Blasters.
Oh, man.
It's those Saturday. Peanut butter sandwiches they soak in Jaeger.
Of course.
I wouldn't tell you because there's nothing you do at that point. You just feel self-conscious about it. But if there was a way for you to fix it, I would then tell you.
Okay. Okay.
Because I'm not trying to rub your nose in it,
mm-hmm.
so to speak.
Let me flip the script on you then.
No fair, but go ahead.
If you smelled, would you want to be told?
Yeah. Because I feel like there would be something I could do back because I'm more resourceful than you.
Yeah, well, because I haven't quite figured out how to use basic tools yet.
No, actually, you're right. If we went to Diversions, he could probably clean up in the sink a little bit.
No, you give me far too much credit. I would just go outside and try to rub my back against a tree. I think that's all I would do. And then if that didn't work, I would just cry and eat olives.
I would sit motionless in the woods waiting for a raccoon to make a noise. That's my Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, I would wait for a beaver to come by and cake me with mud. And hopefully I would wear my new mud suit home. Where I could preserve the smell.
And then I'd follow the raccoon where he'd be cleaning his food in a river. And I would wash it with him, the gentle forest creatures.
You need to work on that.
I feel like I got the cadence, though. Mm-hmm. That's half the battle, right?
No.
Oh, man. Did you see that new Ted Leo video?
I did.
That was so funny as well.
Fantastic.
Yep. You should check that out if you like laughing.
Yes.
If you don't, you don't have to. I'm just saying.
Yeah. We've played him on the show. You know how good he can be, but that video was outstanding.
Yeah, directed by hero of the show, Tom Sharpling.
That's right, that's right.
Featuring heroes of the show, Paul F. Tompkins, John Hodgman, and other people. Oh, that's it?
That's all I got.
So, I was on the internet earlier today. Mm-hmm. It's like an interconnected network. It's a bunch of computers.
I don't follow.
You know those TVs you can type into?
Oh, like speaking
Shut up, Mac. Yeah, and so there's this video called Hey Bob. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay, it's Hey as in H-A-Y.
Okay.
Like the stuff. What is Hey? Like, Hey is a, what is it? What is it, like dead grass? What
Hey is
it?
Like, wow.
It's like Hey.
This is like the stupid trivia challenge. What is Hey? I don't know. It's like some sort of grass, right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
Look, we both know what Hey is. I don't know where the show's going. All right.
I want to.
So it's called Hey Bob.
Okay.
And it has like 400,000 views. And so I don't think I've ever seen, I don't know. This thing's more, I shouldn't have to describe this because I guarantee more people have seen that than are listening to us right now. But
oh,
anyway.
Of course.
So Hey Bob, H-A-Y. This, it starts down, this dude's in a, riding a tractor and he jumps off the tractor and he takes off his clothes. And I had to click the I'm over 18 button to watch this, BT Dubs.
Okay.
And I don't think you see any front, but you do see some back.
Oh, awesome.
And this guy actually kind of reminds me of lead singer Le Savoy Five, who we'll be playing later in the show. And so he takes off his clothes, and he runs to the back of, because the tractor is pulling, like, you know, some sort of, like, giant contraption that makes hay bales. I don't know what you call that, baler?
Yeah, hay baler.
Hay baler. And so he, And so he runs up and he's like going to jump in the hay baler. And I go, oh my God, this guy's going to kill himself. Because I don't know what goes into a hay baler. Is it just full of knives? Beats me. And so he runs in the hay baler and he jumps in it. And then the hay baler spits him out. And like a cartoon, he is now wearing a hay bale.
Hmm.
It's kind of awesome.
Okay.
It's, I mean, granted, like these are people out on a farm. There's probably not a lot to do out there. You know, you can't, there's no TGI Fridays in the middle of your hay field. But at the same time, I mean, it's stupid, but it looked like it was a lot of fun. But here's the thing. These people didn't miss a trick. They did miss a trick. I guess that's where this is going. Because they offered t-shirts for sale. Like, hey, you like these t-shirts? Click here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get some Hey Bob t-shirts. And so these t-shirts, though, are the worst thing ever. It's just like, You know, like Big Johnson Bad?
Okay.
Like that terrible t-shirt company? But it is like, are you looking it up?
I am going to look it up.
You can type Hey Bob into Google.
Or a search engine of my choice.
No, I'm saying you as in David, not you as in the audience member. I'm not telling the audience what to do. Yeah, and so his t-shirt is like, it's a picture of I think you need to put a space, H-A-Y space B-O-B. Okay. No, you didn't. Look at that.
Oh, this is fun, right? This is good.
Yeah, hearing us argue some more. And so, well, you can look on YouTube. Anyway, I'll stop narrating your internet.
Yeah.
Bob, there's a t-shirt and it's like the hay bale with a cartoon character drawn out of it, which looks nothing like him.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty much like the worst t-shirt I've ever seen. It's,
I'll have to look it up. Oh, you know what? I think we're blocked.
It's kind of awful.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought that was like, hey, buy t-shirts. But here's the thing. 4,000 people viewed this. I bet at least 20 people bought t-shirts.
Oh, absolutely.
So even though these t-shirts are the worst things, it's like, God, it's like if you described Mr. Potato Head to someone who had no idea what it was and they drew a person like, you know, in a business suit with a potato for a head.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the quality of these shirts. Awful.
Okay.
But you know they're making some mint on that a little bit.
You know, it's funny you mentioned something like that because I'm not for censorship. But I feel like the internet has gotten to a point where maybe if you want to put something on it, you have to like file for a permit because there's a lot of stuff on the internet and not all of it is great or good.
You know, I was watching that Howard Kramer video. You know.
Yeah.
You know, David. I was watching the Howard Kramer video, the thing with Zooey Deschanel, the Have a Summer.
Right.
Isn't he playing in town this week?
He is. He's playing the Velveeta Room.
Recap City. Yeah, look him up. Yeah. Spell the K if you're interested in that. But I was, because he was in town, I was watching that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That thing had like 100,000s of views.
Oh yeah.
I was like, man, if you put this on YouTube, it would be lost and no one would watch it. So it's kind of nice to Funny or Die. Like, I know. Yeah, it does. It serves a purpose. Mm-hmm. Like it's a place where people can watch funny videos. And they don't necessarily get, you know, like you're watching a funny video. Then, over recommended video, it's like cat jumps out of a box and you're like, oh, I gotta watch that. Cause let's be honest, that is the best thing ever.
Cat videos.
Cute cat videos. I don't know if I've talked about this, but when I think it was like Voyager 2, when they shipped that satellite into space, they put a golden record on it.
Yes.
And the golden record was like this composite of human knowledge. Like it had all these like songs on it. It had like, you know, just stuff about the human race in case an alien out there, you know, the Voyager traveled to an alien land and they had a turntable.
Right.
You know, that played gold records and they'd get the information off of it. I feel like if we were going to put a new golden record on some sort of deep space probe, they were just going to, you know, basically drop kicking out of space and wave $500 million goodbye. It ought to have cute cat videos on it.
Yeah, this would, man, that's a topic. Why did you come up with this now?
What would go on our golden
record?
What
would go on the new golden record?
Ugh, next week's show.
A double down, like how to make one. Cat
All right,
videos.
There you go. Next week's show. Start practicing now. What would go on our golden record?
Ultimate fighting.
Ultimate fighting. Does that have to go on the golden record?
Look, it's a golden record of it encapsulates our times right now.
But you know, and there's like some songs on the golden record.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, look, if I'm Chuck Berry, well, that's a bad example.
And the sentence ends now.
Yeah. Okay, but if I'm a rock, see, I think he had a song in the golden record.
Okay. Well, let's believe. If you're the musician Chuck Berry and not the Vulgarian.
The Vulgarian. Not the independent film star, Chuck Berry.
Not water sports enthusiast.
The adult erotica. Oh, he water skied a lot?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of he liked the jet ski.
Liked to dip his toe in the water every once in a while.
Because there's that Brian Regan bit about how you can never top an astronaut.
Because
there's these people that like conversations or competitions to them. Like they always want to outdo you. Like, you know, like, oh, hey, I went to store. I went to two stores. Like that awful Kristen Wiig character.
Sure.
Which, I mean, my God. You didn't think we got that after the first time, Kristen Wiig?
Well, they got to pad the show.
I guess they do. She's too good. She's too talented to be doing that.
Yeah.
Like Kristen Wiig's mom. You're too talented. Anyway, jeepers. But yeah. Like, so an astronaut, he's got every sort of conversation topper. I feel like if you were on the golden record, like, oh, you know, like, oh, I sold this many records and, you know, I was on this show and... the Queen of England was dying and her last request was to hear Riding Dirty by me, Chamillionaire. Like, oh yeah, Chamillionaire? I was on the golden record.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the moon of like, oh, if aliens find out about us, they're going to know about one of my songs. That's how important it was, go die.
Yeah, and that would be great if it was like a one-hit wonder, but it was like a really great one-hit wonder, you know, and they leapfrogged. Everybody was like, you know, hey, we're the Eagles. We sold, you know, more records than anybody, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, I did Come On, Eileen, and I am on the gold record now for all of eternity.
Like, if they're making the golden record, but it was, like, too susceptible to, like, you know, passing fads or, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of thing, like... What's a gold record full of? Pictures of troll dolls? Oh, my God.
The aliens make it to Earth, and their first words are like, where's the beef?
Yeah. I want to play with a Tamagotchi. Like, oh, no.
Ooh, collective pulling of the collars.
Yeah, brother. Hey, you want to get out of here?
Absolutely, I do.
I like to apologize for this show.
This was a...
To put all the blame on David.
For completists only. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows, and information about various night jobs and side gigs... You may visit mascotwedding.com, email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, keyword Mascot Wedding, two words. Let's see what else. Linda's coming into the studio right now for the clear spot. She has a guest. That should be fun. I'm done.
Radio Mercy Kill. That is a clear spot when they wipe our corpses off of whatever. I don't want to stop talking. How about that?
Here's the thing. They show no mercy every Saturday.
Oh, they do. It's part of the Summit Saturday lineup. You know you've reached the top. We're going to close the show with La Savi Fav off of their album Root for Rue, and this is Clear Signals. Good. Or Clear Spirits, excuse me.
Yes.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin.